Pumpkins on the left, pumpkins on the right, pumpkins shining in the bright sunlight. What a beautiful day, what a glorious sight, when the clear water brings them down. The three crew members says, we can't take these pumpkins down to Kingston with us. We're picking up 10 tons more there. So they're now going to pick up pumpkins, and they're going to walk down the aisle there. And while we sing a little song, anybody wants a pumpkin, pick it up from them as they go down the aisle. Pumpkins on the left, pumpkins on the right, pumpkins shining in the bright sunlight. What a glorious day, what a marvelous sight, when the clear water brings them down. Pumpkins on the left, pumpkins on the right. If you want one, raise your hand, they'll pass them out. If you want one, raise your hand. There's somebody, raise their hand over there. Sitting on my front porch as I watched this river rot, thinking about the sturgeon that are gone but not forgot, and the buffalo all restless underneath the prairie sod, when the smoke stacked up to heaven's souls, it hid the face of God. There were soldiers marching past my door and a tap upon my phone, a freeway inching toward me that would someday eat my home. And the smokestacks hit a sunset that would never come again. When they brought the sloop Clearwater sailing round the bend. And you can turn it down a little and I'll get closer. That last line is the same in each verse. So you might as well learn it. Makes the song go a lot better. When they brought the sloop Clearwater sailing round the bend. Let's try it. When they brought the sloop Clearwater sailing round the bend. Well, the captain had a mustache that was 19 inches long. The shanty master paced the deck, roaring out a song. The man who held the tiller wore his hair down to his knees, and 100 tons of canvas billowed out into the breeze. But the redwood trees are crashing down out on the western coast. The angry, shadowy army follows Crazy Horse's ghost. The eagle's nest is barren as the mountain lion's den. When they brought that sloop Clearwater sailing round, sing it! When they brought the sloop Clearwater sailing round the bend. Well, the sloop cut through the sewage lying on that river's face. They docked her amid the garbage that was all around the place. The crew struck up a hornpipe and the boots rang on the wood. It echoed on the river and the river found it good. But there's lightning in the Asian sky, thunder in the slums. You can hear the Indians tuning up their long forgotten drums. Children clap their hands and laugh while men are killing men. When they brought that sloop Clearwater a sailing round, yes, when they brought that sloop Clearwater sailing round the men. I said, you people must be fools to dance and sing and shout when your ship so deep in liquid shit it never can get out. Right now children cry from hunger, grown men get mean from shame. A war rages in every heart, the very ground's in flame. You sail your dirty river and you sing your little songs, You dance your pretty dances and recite your petty wrongs. Don't you know that I'll be yo-yos making footprints in the fen? When they brought that sloop clear water a-sailing round. Yes, when they brought that sloop clear water a-sailing round the bend. Well, the crew just laughed and danced some more, and beads began to fling. Beards were lifted to the skies as the crew began to sing. A black man rose upon the deck, preached a sermon there, and a crewman capered on the mast like a dancing grizzly bear. I said, you people all are fools, but I guess I am one too. Suddenly the guns went quiet, the river all was new. The smoke clouds cleared, I almost wept to see the sky again. When they brought that sloop clear water a-sailing around. Yes, the mountains rang, the children laughed, the women raised a song. The bison thundered down the plain, 100,000 strong. The ghost dance tent was raised again, the lion wandered free. And the river ran like silver from the mountain to the sea. There was love and joy, brotherhood, peace the world around. Life and paint and energy, and trees and taste and sound. And Abby Yo-Yo danced a solemn waltz out in the fen. When they brought that sloop clear water a-sailing round. Hey, when they brought that sloop clear water a-sailing round the sailing down this golden river, sun and water all my own. Yet I was never alone. Sun and water, O life givers, I'll have them where'er I roam. Was not far from home. Sunlight glancing on the water, life and death are all my own. Yet I was never. Life to raise my sons and daughters, golden sparkles in the foam. And I was not far from home. Sailing down this golden highway, travelers from near and far, yet I was never alone. Exploring all the little byways, sighting all the distant stars, and I was not far. Travelers from near and far, yet I was not far from home. You and I do come from different places and different... And yet, no, I'll say we've come by different routes. I guess we all started off from the same place in a sense. One book says Adam, another Professor Leakey says Old Uvai Gorge. Some of us came here by way of Asia, others by way of Northern Europe, others by way of Southern Europe, or Africa, or Latin America, some other place. I really do believe, though, if we're going to make it, we're going to make it all together. And one of my favorite songs is one that I think is an old gospel song, but I think it's a very scientific song, because it says, to me, it says heaven isn't going to come all in one whoosh. It's a series of steps. I think revolutionists sometimes make this mistake, too. Heaven's going to come all in one great big bang. Now, there may be big steps, and there may be small steps, and it's true, if you try to put your step up a ladder, you have to get all the way to the next rung, or else you go back right where you were. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Now, the old song used to say, soldiers of the cross, and that's good. But once I found myself singing for much more ecumenical gathering, and I start singing, Brothers in Our Land. Well, that's good too, except some verse says, Male Chauvinist Pig. So I changed the words still further. I think it's the best songwriting I did of that whole year. Only three words. Brothers, sisters, all. That takes care of all the others. Now let's get everybody in on it. And we need some basses, and we need some tenors and sopranos. Here we go. We are climbing Jacob, ladder, 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 ladder. We are climbing, climbing Jacob, Jacob. Hey, sing it out now. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Brothers, brothers, sisters, sisters, all. Oh, get that church ending on it. Every rung goes higher, higher. Every rung goes higher, 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 higher. I don't hear the basses. Every rung goes, rung goes higher. Stronger. good. Ah, now let everybody, everybody, we are climbing. We are climbing. Take a ladder. We are climbing. Take a ladder. A young fellow, some of you know very well because I think he's sung around here. I know he's been over at the Beers Festival, the Fox Hollow Pit. But he comes from San Francisco, and about 3 years ago, he wrote a hit song. No fooling. He's never been on the top 40, but then neither has this land, has your land been on the top 40 either. But I warrant you, this song's going to go from person to person. Everybody in the country's going to know it. His name is Bill Steele, I might say. Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato. He leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skin. The busboy comes and takes it, with a cough contaminates it. He puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins. And the truck comes by on Friday and carts it all away. 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. We're filling up the seas with garbage, 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 garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage, 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 garbage? That's right. You just mutter along with me. A mutter country. Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac and winds it down the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars, there to form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days. And the sun licks down into it with an ultraviolet tongue, turns it into smog, and then it settles in our lungs. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. We're filling up the skies with garbage, 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 garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage, 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 garbage? Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles with the evening news while the kids do homework with a TV in one ear. While Superman for the thousandth time sells talking dolls and conquers crime, dutifully they learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. In the papers there's a piece about the mayor's middle name. He gets it read in time to watch the All-Star Bingo game. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. We're filling up our minds with garbage, 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 garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to read, and there's nothing left to need, and there's nothing left to watch, and there's nothing left to touch, and there's nothing left to walk upon, and nothing left to talk upon, nothing left to see, and nothing left to be but garbage, 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 garbage. German melody. Es ist ein Ross entsprungen aus einer Wurzelart. I hope you pardon my pronunciation. I don't know it. We used to have to sing it in high school glee club, I remember, but they loused it up with a Palestrina arrangement. Honest, I could murder Palestrina for what he did. Oh, I can't blame him. What I've basically done here is added an African rhythm to it. Of time and rivers flowing, the seasons make a song. And we who live beside her still try to sing along of rivers, fish, and men. And the old sailboat Clearwater saying we'll make her took to heart what our Indian friends were singing and saying tonight. I think if the Algonquin and Iroquois people had known what was going to happen to their water and their air and their soil, they probably would have fought to the last man, woman, and child to prevent any white man from setting foot here. We can only hope it's not too late and learn from them now. I don't know but one Indian song, and the man who taught it to me is a wonderful man. He's Ray Fadden. He runs the Six Nations Museum up at Oncheyota. And he said, well, Pete, he says, most white people can't possibly sing an Indian song because the style of singing is too different. And then some songs we wouldn't want a white person to sing because they're sacred to us. He says, but this is a canoe song, and I've taught it to the young people in school where I teach, and so he taught it to me too. Seneca. Kayu ajine yo ho he yo ho kayu ajine kayu ajine kayu ajine yo ho. Hey, speaking of canoe songs, which that was, I don't know if there's anybody here who'd like to help out on a crazy idea that some of us have got downriver. One of our sloop members had a summer job cutting a power line, and they came up to some huge tulip trees. I don't know if you know these trees. They've got a very straight trunk and no branches till 50 feet up. And Indians, for this reason, love to use a tulip tree to make a dugout canoe out of. No knots, a straight grain. It's actually not too hard a wood, nowhere near as hard as oak or maple. Well, he's got these big logs, and we're going to pull some strings somewhere and get a low-bed trailer, a big truck, to haul them to the waterfront, and we're going to whack away at these things with axes till we get a dugout canoe that you can really, really, I mean, a big one. You know, get about 5, 6, 10 people in it, and you can make speed. I mean, you'll pass the power boats. It so happens we've got more than enough tulip log, so we've had more than we just need in one town. And I'm thinking of a kind of a friendly competition between some sloop clubs upriver and downriver. If you'd like to get a 30-foot tulip log, let me know. About 30 inches in diameter, and it'll take a whale of a lot of just plain work to get, but it can be done. The idea is not to be, just be persistent, persevering on it, and sooner or later you'll get a strong, sturdy boat you can put in the water, and as I say, you'll beat all the other canoes hollow. I'd like to sing a song which was printed in a newspaper in Albany in the year 1844. There was a tune that was on the top 40 then. It was a very popular song then. Went like this. Well, in 1844, the farmers of the Hudson Valley were fed up with having to pay rent to a few big landowners. One man, Stephen Van Rensselaer III, owned 2 million acres of land. 60,000 tenant farmers had to treat him like a feudal lord. The farmers formed an illegal organization called the Calico Indians. Harking back to the Boston Tea Party, they would meet at night at the sound of a tin horn, and when the sheriff came to evict some farmer for not paying his rent, they tarred and feathered him and burned his writ of eviction. So up here, they had a newspaper that was published by he was an Irishman printing the newspaper. He'd been kicked out of England because he was a Chartist. You remember the Chartist movement of England, I think 1837, something like that? He escaped from England with his life, came over here, and dived into the farmer's struggle. Well, the moon was shining silver bright. The sheriff came in the dead of night. High on a hill, an Indian stood, and the tin horn sounded through the wood. Get out the way, Big Bill Snyder. We'll tar your coat and feather your hide, sir. Get out the way, Big Bill Snyder. We'll tar your coat and feather your hide, sir. Thought he heard the sound of a gun. He said, oh me, my race is run. Better had I never been born than to come within the sound of that tin horn. Get out the way, Big Bill Snyder. We'll tar your coat and feather your hide, sir. Get out the way, Big Bill Snyder. We'll tar your coat and feather your hide, sir. A bill was found, his writs were scattered on the ground. By his side, a jug of rum told how he to his end had come. Get out the way, Big Bill Snyder, we'll tar your coat and feather your hide, sir. Oh, when the Clearwater was at Castleton a few years ago, a fellow heard me singing this song, and a local guy came up and shook my hand and said, you know, my great grandfather shot Big Bill Snyder. Get out the way, Big Bill Snyder, we'll tar your coat and feather your hide, sir. Get out the way, Big Bill Snyder, we'll tar your coat and feather your hide, sir. Thank you. got a much more gentle song coming up. This is a one made up just this last spring. And it's a true story. Last night as I sailed on the river, the moon made the scenery divine. I gazed on a factory chimney and sang, bring back 1899. Bring back these waters and rivers are yours and mine. Bring back old 1899. McKinley, that staunch old Republican, he signed it right on the line. Then for 70 years we ignored it, the law called 1899. Here we go. Bring back these waters and rivers are yours and mine. Bring back old 1899. Rediscovery came just 5 years ago. That's fact. Bob Boyle of Croton and Dom Perone of Yonkers, they discovered this clause in the old Rivers and Harbors Act of 1899, and they started prosecuting the industrial polluters. And the judge said, well, the law is very explicit. I have no alternative but to fine you. And one company would get fined $5,000, another $10,000. Anaconda Copper was fined $200,000. And best of all, the person who turns in the polluter would get a share of the fine. One guy got $20,000. Well, rediscovery came just 5 years ago. Corporations began towing the line. Their wails could be heard down in Washington. Get rid of 1899. Bring back these waters and rivers are yours and mine. Bring back old 1899. So they fooled us last year in October with a new law we all thought so fine. When we read the fine print in the amendments, we'd lost old 1899. Bring back these waters and rivers are yours and mine. Bring back old 1899. Now if you'd like to swim in our rivers, and if you think pollution's a crime, and if you'd like to see law and order, then sing it with me one more time. Bring back these waters and rivers are yours and mine. Bring back old 1899. Oh. Well, we got the new law. I might as well tell you that if you want to keep up with what's happening, you should be a member of the Hudson River Sloop Restoration. Because in our monthly bulletin, we'll tell you the ups and downs. It's called the North River Navigator. And to be a member, it costs $5 for students or $10 for non-studious adults, $15 for families and all children under 16. And you not only get the monthly newsletter, you get information about polluter reports and a chance to sail on the boat. Let you know where the boat is every week, so if you want to come down there and take a sail, you can do so. You can apply to be a crew member. It calls for living on the boat for 1 week and scrubbing the decks in the morning and helping to raise sail and taking gangs of kids or other people out for sails during the day. And then you'll have to be sandpapering and painting later on in the afternoon, and finally in the evening get a chance to flop into your bunk, sing a song maybe. Oh, I might say, last issue, we put in the newsletter a little item. It said, are you the kind of a person that doesn't feel you're on a vacation unless you're spending money? Is that why you've never crewed on the Clearwater? Now's your big chance. In a month of November, we're doing something we've never done so far. We may never do it again either. We're having special fundraising cruises for either well-heeled people or people who know how to con their friends into loaning them the money. It costs, no, not an arm and a leg, actually, no more than a cruise anywhere else. Not even as much. You know how much the Cunard liner is getting? $290 for 3 days. Anyway, you can sail on the Clearwater in the month of November. And they're going to be very educational cruises. We're getting some geologists and biologists to come along with us. And by the time the 6 days are through, you'll be crammed to the gills with information about the river. If you're interested, we got the information here. Let's get a song everybody knows. You all help me out. We were singing this today on the deck of the Clearwater. It sounded so pretty. Let's try it again right here. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk, you got to walk it by yourself, nobody here, nobody here can walk it for you, walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. Now if there's anybody here don't know it, now's the time to learn. You can repeat the line right after it. Oh, you got to walk, you got that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself, ain't nobody here, nobody here can walk it for you, walk it for you. You got to walk by yourself. Now Daniel was a Bible hero, was a prophet, brave and true, in a den of hungry lions, he showed what faith can do for you. Yes, yeah, so you got the walk, you got the walk that lonesome, lonesome valley. You got the walk, you got the walk by yourself, by yourself. Nobody here, nobody here can walk it for you, walk it for you. You got the walk it by yourself. Some folks say John was a Baptist. Some folks say he was a Jew. But the Holy Bible tells us that he was a preacher too. Yes, you got to walk, you got to walk that lonesome path, lonesome valley. You got to walk, you got to walk by yourself. Nobody here, nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. When I learned a song from Woody, I never quite knew where the old song left off and Woody began. He was always adding things. As a matter of fact, he once said about another songwriter, says, oh, he just stole from me, but I steal from everybody. I'm the greatest song stealer there ever was. I think it's a good practice. I think you have to admit that the primary in culture is plagiarism. Now, though the road be rough and rocky, and the hills be steep and high, we can sing as we go marching. The time is now, quite early morning. Some say that mankind won't long endure. What makes them feel so doggone sure? I know that you who hear my singing could make those freedom bells go ringing. I know that you shall we live until we have no more to give? And when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo too young once stronger, and when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo too young once stronger. So though it's darkest before the dawn, this thought keeps us moving on through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrows through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrow. Yes, though it's darkest before the dawn, this thought keeps us moving on. If we could heed these early warnings, pretty terrible warnings, the time is now, quite early morning. If we could heed these early warnings, the time is
over there in the corner looking at Abio. Once upon a time, there was a little boy played the ukulele. Get that thing out of here. Not only that, the boy's father would get in trouble. He had a magic wand. He'd go, zip, zip, make things disappear. But he's always playing too many jokes. Somebody working hard. Up comes the father with his magic wand. Zip, the saw disappears. He'd come to someone just about to drink a nice cold glass of something. The glass disappears. Just about to sit down after a hard day's work. Zoop, no chair. People said to the father, "You get out of here too. Take your magic wand and you and your son." And the boy and his father were ostracized. It means it made him live on the edge of town. Now in this town, they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about Abiyoyo. They said he was as tall as a house and could eat little children up. Of course, nobody believed it, but they told the story anyway. But one day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. First people got up and looked out the window. They saw a great big shadow, and they could feel the whole ground shake. Women screamed. Strong men fainted. Run for your lives, Abiyoyo's coming. Down through the fields he came. He grabs a whole sheep. Howp. Comes to the cow pasture, grabs a whole cow. Howp. Then you'll grab your most precious possessions and run, run. Just then the boy and his father woke up.
Hey, Pa, what's coming over the field?
Oh, son, that's Abiyoyo. Oh, if only I could get him to lie down, I could make him disappear. Boy says, come with me, father. He grabs his father by one hand. The father gets the magic wand, and the boy gets the ukulele, and they run across the field. People yell, "Don't go near him! He'll eat you alive!" It was Abba-Yo-Yo. He had long fingernails because he never cut them. Slobbery teeth because he didn't brush them. Stinking feet because he never washed them. He raised up with his claws. Just then the boy whips out his ukulele. Abba-Yo-Yo, 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 Abba-Yo-Yo. Well, you know, the giant had never heard a song about himself before. And a foolish grin spread over the giant's face, and he started to dance. Abba-Yo-Yo, 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 Abba-Yo-Yo. The boy went faster! The giant got out of breath. He staggered. He fell down flat on the ground. Up steps the father. Zip, zip. People looked out the window. They said, "He's gone. Abba-Yo-Yo's disappeared." They ran across the fields. They lifted the boy and his father up in their shoulders. They say, "Come back to town. Bring your damn ukulele. We don't care anymore." And they all sang, "Abba-Yo-Yo, Abba-Yo-Yo, Abba-Yo-Yo, Abba-Yo-Yo." Lots of good songs we haven't sung tonight. We'll get around to them another time, and I'll be up here later on, especially if you organize a good Albany Sloop Club. Somebody's going to collect these addresses, I trust. One page of addresses still there. And if you haven't already put down your name, because we're going to have a meeting sometime probably in November, probably, and arrange to take a couple of truckloads of people down to the Sloop meeting. Don't think that we claim to answer all the questions. In a sense, what the Clearwater is trying to establish is the fact that there can be a good argument about these questions. I really look forward to some hot arguments going on. In a sense, the Hudson River is going to be a battleground in the next 10 years. Some people saying, "Oh, we need electricity." Other people saying, "Oh, we need developments, housing." The question is where to put it. There'll be some hot battles. If you want, you can run away. You can go to easier places to live. But I do believe that a lot of people here, and I know a lot of people up and down the Hudson, are going to stick in there and fight. And along the way, we'll have a wonderful time because we're getting out on the river. And I hope right now, this week, some of you are getting out. What a beautiful autumn this is. Have you been out the last few days? Wow. Go along the river road down by Queemans, New Baltimore, Coxsackie. Look to the right, you'll see the Catskills 25 miles away. Look to the left, you see the Berkshires another 25 miles away. Look down at the river. You know it's worth fighting for. Everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to reap. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep, to everything. A time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, there is a season, and a time for every purpose. A time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. I went across the river, I lay down to sleep. I went across the river, I lay down to sleep. I went across the river, I lay down to sleep. When I woke up, I had shackles on my feet. I said, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Tenor here. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes 29 links, chain around my leg. 29 links, chain around my leg. 29 links, chain around my leg. On each link, an initial of my name. I said it takes a very man to sing a very song. It's a very man to sing a very song. It's a very man to sing a very song. But now, oh, I won't be very long. Well, I looked down the track just as far as I could see. I looked down the track just as far as I could see. I looked down the track just as far as I could see. A little bitty hand was a-waving after me. Before we sing a last chorus, my wife says, please find a couple of volunteer cars. Help us get some things back to the boat. Got about 15 crew members. And I don't know what other gear we have to get back there. No more pumpkins left. We can use a couple extra cars. And as I say, I'll see you again soon, I hope. It takes over.